more guitar.
Each would rock, baby, that's a fact. In a minor city, didn't really get back track. But he got an E-tone, good time to be had. Not like a thing in the body, he knows that. Place you might not know. It's just a little further on up the road where you know about the mean mountain. Baby, let's get down to the ball. Tell you about a place really made of a miracle roll. All right, my hands he's shaking, hands he's shaking.
Something old.
Yeah.
Now, I wrote this song about Brooklyn, maybe not about Brooklyn.
Oh, but yes, yeah.
About getting the fuck out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because I moved to New York City, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I did. And then I woke up one day in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And not only Brooklyn, but way the fuck out in Brooklyn. Like talking 5 minutes from JFK. But I heard that call that said, go west, my son. And I found my way to the fine shores of Manhattan. Shores. There is a little. But let's see.
Dust.
Myself in a unique position to write the first line of the song. There's other sons and daughters up, but they're all pussies. They ain't got the balls that I got. Balls is like church bells, baby. Hear them dang, ding, dang, dong, ding, dang, dong. Sunday morning. I don't go to church, so sorry. You do. But we're gonna do
Yes.
You're off this one.
My father on the radio singing, "Take Me Home Again." 300 miles from the Carolina coast, and now I'm skin and bones again. Sometimes I wish that I could get away. Sometimes I wish he'd just gone. By that lonely night. I don't know. Is there something in a night like this that can be so hard to take? Hot gunning headlights through a mountainous blue air. Too close for comfort, too much at stake. So I turn the radio down. And say to myself that I thought I'd be a better man. Sometimes I wish that I could find a way to get. I don't feel so all alone. Thank you. could find a way. But I don't feel so all alone.
So y'all ever heard of Malcolm Hokum?
Woo!
Oh, we got a few. Holy shit. I'll be dipped in shit. I mean, seriously, I nearly shit and fell back in it. Can you imagine somebody just like fall back in it? Like, I guess you'd have to have your britches off. But there's a guy named Malcolm Hokum who taught me a lot. He was a strange man. He once invited me over to his house, and he said, "Justin," he talks like this, and he's got a voice like this. "Justin, you want to come over for a garlic burger?" I got over to his house, and I said, "Oh," it was like, "All right, Malcolm, what in the fuck is a garlic burger?" He goes, "You know, burger, garlic," and he just clapped his hands together, and I was like, "Okay." Explanation or not. But he also did, when my daughter was born, I got this little box in the mail, little, about yay big. And it was addressed from Malcolm, and I was just like, "Oh shit, what is this?" I opened it up, and inside is a little bitty rocking horse that he made out of twigs out of his backyard.
And underneath it was a note that said, and you gotta do it in his voice, every little girl deserves a pony.
That's a very creepy
fucking
story.
Fucking thoughtful,
right?
Motherfucker.
Funny.
But I think we have three unique songwriters that we have in our time, right? We have Tom Waits.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you can trace where Springsteen comes from, where I come from, where my dad comes from, where Dylan comes from, where most songwriters come from. But try tracing where Tom Waits came from. All right, try tracing where Leonard Cohen came from.
Oh, jeez.
And try tracing where Malcolm Holcomb came from. I think they're very... They're the most unique songwriters that I've ever run across that they're heartfelt, not quirky and weird. Not like Loudon Wainwright III, like kind of not weird for weird's sake. Just, they mean something by their weirdness. Something deep. So Malcolm does.
Feed lines to the AM. could carry you. Who does? Who carried me? So from a cage in Dynasty, Carolina, you sick in the morning and you see the town doctor.
This song could be about sexual identity, sex, meaning whether you're a man or a woman, not sex, meaning fucking. It could be about race relations.
Woo!
That was actually fucking awesome. But it could be about the weather. It's up to you. I left a little bit of the canvas is open to you on this one. The next one I play, no. I got shit open on.
It's gonna miss it. is now. Storm coming. Don't be frightened by the sound. Don't be frightened by the sound.
Track to my new record. It's called The Saint of Lost Causes. Now, and what this song says is if you marginalize any human being due to their sexual identity, their sex, their religion, their race, their creed, their color, you're an asshole. And eventually, if you keep marginalizing these people, they're going to strike back at you. And I know that, like, Australians like to think of themselves as high and mighty in the, you know, the civil rights department. But you're wrong. You know, you did, I mean, like, you've been to those dusty-ass outposts outside of Adelaide? Seen where your native people live and how they live and what they're left and what they've got. I mean, we've got to, one thing that we have to do better about in America, and everybody has to do better about, Germans have to realize that all Germans are Germans. English people have to realize that all English people are English. Australians have to realize that all Australians are Australians. And Americans have to realize for sure that all Americans are Americans, and we got to start taking care of each other. And then we all have to realize that we're all human beings and really start taking care of each other. Yeah, I know it pisses some people off. You know, you think you've done good for so long, but you haven't. Yeah, I know, it hurts. It's some shit. But that's what you're gonna have to look at.
I'm a bad dream, not a nightmare. I'm too pretty for that. I'm the last thing you want to see me coming. I'm the reason they say I'll watch you back. But for so long I was like a wounded hound, backed up to a chain link fence. The woody love is like a big mean kid, just poking me through that fence with a stick. Ain't nobody born bad. Who do you think I'm killing? Oh, she's Truth is that this has been with me so long that I must admit I'm rather like
My dad told me one time, he said, I wrote this next song when I was 16 years old. And he told me I shouldn't write songs like this. Because one day, I wouldn't be able to play them so fast and sing them so high. Maybe the day.
Oh,
That's getting close.
What a record.
That's getting close. We must do a Benny song Hider. For Mama. Yeah. We gotta do a song for Mama. Bitch is bad, man. She was 6'1". Now she's older. She's starting to get that little arch length. She's not quite as tall as she used to be. But she's still attached to my daddy's retina with one blow. Which was, you know, that's pretty amazing. Hit him with her right hand. Which she's left-handed. No, I said, like, Mama, why did you hit him? With your right hand. He said, well, I just didn't want to hurt him. I mean, that's no joke. And I'm telling you, probably no joke right now. She probably just woke up in bed, set up straight. Said, Justin, don't tell the sons of bitches nothing. And that's no offense. She's from, Eastern Kentucky stock. Everybody's sons of bitches until further notice. She still calls her neighbors those sons of bitches. Those little sons of bitches. I swear to God. One day, I'm like, Mama, you ain't gonna do nothing to them. Stop it.
Problem is, she would.
My daddy's family is mostly, a very law-abiding family of good people. My mama's family, on the other hand, is a tribe of what we call horrible bad-toothed hillbillies. We don't believe in crime in my family. We believe in, it's a job. Strike a match.
Say great big Texas man, you do not mean you mean what great big Texas man means. And so you know, I could tell you about his exploits at Texas A&M as a nose tackle, but they did wear helmets even though they were leather, and you're like, we don't wear no helmets when we play football, except for, you know, one guy in rugby. But he was a bad motherfucker. He was a great storyteller. You wouldn't have Steve Earle. You wouldn't have Stacy Girl. If you know who that is, that's my aunt. And you wouldn't have me if it wasn't for Jack Dublin Earle. Because, you know, like most times, you know, grandpa starts telling the stories, and the kids are like, fuck off, I'm gonna go dig a hole. You didn't do that when Papa told the story, man. He'd hook you in, and you sat there and you listened. Not because you were held there, because he was that good. And so I compared him to a lot of great old heroes.
They give up anything, but they want.
going to do a... Give me a breath. We're going to do a song called Ay Esta Mi Niña. Well, this song is about this horrible thing that we have in America called mandatory minimums. There's a lot of kids who grow up in neighborhoods where they have no choice. There's no jobs. The biggest company in town is the dope dealer. I mean, the jobs at the bodega are taken. There's no other industry around. And they start working for the dope dealer, and they get locked up on what's called a mandatory minimum, to where if you get caught with a certain amount of individually bagged crack cocaine in America, you can go to jail for 20 years. Yeah. No joke. Federal. And you don't want to go to federal prison. It's nasty. But this is a song about a Puerto Rican man from Alphabet City in New York. He's getting off a bus from Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York on the Bowery. And he happens across his daughter, who he only knows through pictures, who's now about 16 years old. And he just runs across her and he sees her for the very first time in person. Because he's been locked up the entire time she's been alive. And this is an unfortunate reality in the U.S.
Beside me sore eyes, just off the bus from Clinton, he put me out on the Bowery. I'm on my way home to see mommy now. Fancy meeting you along the way. No, don't go, ain't you got a minute for your old man? Let me buy you some meat. Just a cup of coffee from the bodega. I was hoping we might get the chance to speak. So much that I want to say to you, so much of which would just do no good. Feel as though I owe you an explanation, but darling, I just don't think that you should. The only good that I've ever done with my life, I've never done right by you. Feel as though I owe you an apology. I think that you already know the truth. You're the only good that I've ever done with my life. I've never done right by you. Darling, you know I love you. Coffee. Give me a cigarette, I know you smoke. Enough about me, let's hear about this boy that you've been seeing. Baby, I think you'd be amazed by what all I know. I know you look just like your mother. When you look at me that way, it never worked for your mother. So what makes you think it's gonna get you anyway? I'll yes to me, Nina. You have such a pretty smile. My only child, my only
child, but specifically my only girl. Shit. All right, let's do a... Oh, we ain't got a lot of time left. Man, y'all are running short. What have you done? Now we got time for... Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Let's do... Let's do a couple of, let's do that, yeah. Don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do something, I promise you. You might not like it, but I'm going to do something. Oh, it's going back to the second fret. Don't you worry. But first, we're going to do this.
Someday, she's my girl just one time now.
ain't gonna tie her down. No, then she go walking down the railroad tracks. There go my baby, there she go walking down the railroad tracks. I couldn't say nothing but baby, please come back, baby, please don't go.
I knocked a string out of the saddle. Now we're going to do another Mance Lipscomb song, but in my own style. That was a Mance Lipscomb song, by the way. If you didn't know, if you don't know, now you know. But we're going to do this one in my own style. That means just like swatting at shit. Let's see here. Here we go. Let's see. Woo! Yeah, man. Yeah. Sorry, I knocked that saddle way off. Woo, shit.
He broke the guitar. He broke the guitar. Yeah. You can have it.
What are you talking about? No, I'm just kidding. Talk amongst yourselves.
So, you get three more songs. Don't tell me what to do, son.
What?
Uh-uh. That does not work. We're going to do what I say. Because I'm the one with the microphone. Oh, my damn. You're lucky. That's what I was getting ready to play. Now, I tell you what, the best way to not hear a song at one of my shows is to yell it out.
Yes!
I'm a defiant little shit. You better after all this goddamn time.
Woo! I was doing all right. I was living in Naples. I was wasting my night calling in my favorite songs on the local radio. Standing in the window and staring down into the streets. See the lightning flash and the thunder roll, the telephone ring. I'm waiting for a Christchurch morning in the rain. Rain keep coming, it ain't enough to call for the rain. And a bubble of smoke. When I'm feeling this blue, I just need someone to laugh at my jokes. I'm waiting for a Christchurch morning in the rain. It's a leaving, so it's cold, brother day. It's getting late. It's Friday night and the crowd is starting to fade away. I know I shouldn't be here waiting on her. We ain't getting any second. She'd be coming round the corner. I should be in my room. I should learn how to forget. Cause she may be pretty all, but someday I'll get sick of this shit. Christchurch morning in the rain. Rain keep calling, it ain't enough to call it rain. I'm waiting for a Christchurch morning in the rain. It's a leaving, so let's hope for a better day.
I might come back and do a couple more. It depends on how you behave. Completely.
Nothing at all. It's not like that.
could see you in my dreams sometimes. Hell, living whenever the night. Shaking like a pistol in a young man's hand. Daily in the pale moonlight. Standing on the top of that lonely hill. Spit by the company of mine. Strong in the shadow of a lonely pine. Back in the war in the colony green, these hills grew wild and free. Me and baby, we hide beneath the hollow rock. We burn the cool sun deep. Then they knock down the timber and burn off the brush. Can't see the riches below us. They pulled out the ever cold black ground. One by standing alone to take me home. All the way to Sailor Street, fighting for my homeland. Oh, he's gone, all lost, risking on the seas. We're digging out flowers, reading in the rain, shedding to bring us to a peace. So take me home. Along Pine Hill. drown. Dirty water's gonna cover me over, and I am not gonna make a sound.
Thank you.
She's, you know, she's looking down on me, seeing me playing one of her songs without a shirt on. But you know what? Hank Williams once took a shot at Audrey on her front porch, on Mother Maybelle's front porch, like put a shot a hole through her door. And Mother Maybelle went and got him out of the front yard and took him in and made him breakfast and told him to calm down.
Hillbilly.
Hey man, if you wouldn't have them, you wouldn't have some of the greatest music of all time. It is true.
Darling, how can I go on without you? I'll have nothing to eat, my poor heart. Well, this old world seems so sad without you. Darling, tell me we'd never part. Will I pawn you my gold watch and chain? Thank you. was wrong. Only tell me you love me again.
Folks, you've been a wonderful audience.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you with this song by the drunkest band that ever came out of America. You know who that is? The Replacements, exactly. The last few nights I say that and people are like, the Pogues. I'm like, they're not Americans. But we at all my shows, we say now, I say we put Shane McGowan up as a saint, even though he was fucked up. Most saints were fucked up, and they did fucked up things, and that's why they're saints. So, Saint Shane.
Ooh.